Six cartel gunmen sentenced in Mexico for kidnapping U.S. Army veteran. By Cartel Chronicles on July 4, 2021. Six cartel gunmen received a 140-year prison sentence in Mexico for their role in the kidnapping of a U.S. Army veteran, his sister, and a third victim. The gunmen killed the victims in 2018. A judge in the Mexican border state of Coahuila handed down a combined sentence of 140 years in prison last week to each of the six defendants in connection with the kidnapping case of a U.S. Army veteran and two others. While the Coahuila Attorney General's Office, FGE, released information about the sentence, they did not reveal that one of the victims in the case was a U.S. Army veteran and a second victim was also a U.S. citizen. Breitbart Texas obtained access to court documents and information confirming the identity of the victims, tying the case to one previously reported. The Coahuila Attorney General's Office, FGE, identified the gunmen in their release only as Hector Daniel N., Manuel Enrique N., Francisco Javier N., Roberto Antonio N., Victor Armando N., Y. Jose Isaac N. The last names of the kidnappers were not made public by authorities in Mexico. The case took place in November 2018, when several gunmen in multiple vehicles arrived at a house in Piedras Negras and kidnapped three victims. Breitbart Texas first reported on the case in 2018, when 20 gunmen riding in six vehicles kidnapped 29-year-old U.S. Army vet David Gutierrez, his sister, 28-year-old Sarai Gutierrez, and her boyfriend, 27-year-old Argenis Gonzalez. The gunmen took their victims to a ranch called Sentinela in the rural community of El Moral near Piedras Negras, Coahuila. There, the gunmen tortured the victims and executed Gonzalez. The gunmen also shot Gutierrez. Authorities were able to rescue the two U.S. citizens and at the time took them to get medical care in Eagle Pass, Texas. Piedras Negras has been an area used by the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas to smuggle migrants and drugs into Texas due to the lack of physical barriers and minimal border security. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez from Coahuila.